I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. I went to the dentist this morning for a checkup and teeth cleaning. Normally, I can't think of a worse way to spend the morning, but today I lucked out. I got there a bit early, so I sat in the lobby and checked out the magazines the dentist had provided his patients. Now, when I go to a doctor's appointment, the magazine selection ranges from Arthritis Today to Operating Room News. I don't know why doctors put those magazines out for their patients, but I have a pretty cool dentist, and there wasn't a single magazine about tooth implants. No, there were sports magazines and women's magazines, even a stack of books. Now, the book that caught my attention was called Digging Up Bones, and it was written by a local old-timer who wrote a newspaper column about local history. 100 or so of his columns were gathered together in this book, and let me tell you, they were great. Stories of farmers selling milking cows and early schoolhouses with outdoor facilities, and local boys off to war, and husbands beating wives, and wives beating husbands, and all the fun everybody had before TV. Now, the town in question is Mahomet, Illinois, about 15 miles west of Champaign, Illinois. It sits on the bank of the Sangamon River, and it's a pretty typical small rural village. It was founded in the 1830s when a businessman bought 40 acres of land for $50 and subdivided it into building lots. The articles are fun to read and often a bit gory. There was one about a farmer who was carrying a load of dynamite when it just exploded. They found very little of him afterwards. Another story about a 4th of July tradition of putting an anvil on top of a buried can of gunpowder and setting it off to see how high the anvil was fired. One year the anvil shattered and a piece of it killed one of the local folks. But wait, there's more. Here's an example of an article useful for the treasure hunter. In 1941, Munson's City Service Station, on the corner of Route 47 and Route 150, showed drive-in movies every Thursday night. Admission was a nickel. Now think about that for a minute. I don't know what's on that corner now, but if there's any grass still standing, that ground might well be holding a lot of lost pocket change from before World War II. The movies were shown outdoors, and the audience sat in the grass, or they might have had blankets. They probably brought along a picnic supper, and you just knew that a lot of coins slid out of pockets into the grass. And if it was dark enough to show movies, it was dark enough that lost coins stayed lost. To me, this is a great lead for someone who's tired of digging zinc pennies and clad dimes in the local park. But the article that really caught my eye was about a secret camp outside of town 100 years ago. In 1911, way back in the woods along the Sangamon River, a tiny community consisting of about 20 tents was hidden in the dense vegetation. Illegal alcohol was sold here, and the tents were provided for all-night stays with, and I quote, women of easy morals. Drunken orgies were nightly occurrences, and the place, known as White City, was really hopping at night. On July 8, 1911, the camp was raided by the local sheriff and a posse of several lawmen. They arrested the two ringleaders, Slim Collins and Frank Robbins. Collins and Robbins were tried 3 days later, justice was fast in those days, and they were both convicted of bootlegging. White City was shut down, and Collins and Robbins were fined. They refused to give up their evil ways, though, and on down the line, both spent several years in the hoosegow. Now, I haven't checked this out any further, but anyone who went to the trouble to find out exactly where White City was set up, and to get permission, of course, to check it out, would surely find coins over 100 years old. Remember, if you want to find the old stuff, search the areas where people hung out back then, not today. Oh, and by the way, I did finally get into the dentist's chair, and yahoo, no new cavities. Thanks for listening, and for more free articles about all things metal detecting and a spiffy ad for my book, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.